time once again for Hudson River Stories. Each week we tell tales of the Hudson River to our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. The Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodak Island were between 45 and 51 degrees, much warmer than last week. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media that residents, environmental advocates, and politicians rallied April 22nd at Ernest R. Lasher Memorial Park in Germantown, in opposition to the Amtrak proposal to build 8,600 feet of fencing in Columbia and Dutchess counties, thereby preventing access to the Hudson River. The towns of Germantown, Stockport, and Stuyvesant in Columbia County, and Rhinebeck and Tivoli in Dutchess County would be impacted by the plan. Protesters carried signs at the rally with messages such as "Stop the fence" and "No fences, no gates, no wall." The Germantown Waterfront Advisory Committee has found that Amtrak's proposal is not consistent with the state's coastal management plan, and the gates are unnecessary. The committee chair, Jennifer Crawford, said, quote, "I want the train to be here, but I want the train to let me be here as well. CSX tried to block us from this land as recently as 2001, but we rallied and the gates came down," unquote. Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione, who announced her retirement at the end of her term earlier this week, attended the rally and called the proposal misguided and ill-conceived. The project will impede first responders from doing their jobs in a timely manner, she added. Marchione also said she will express her opposition directly to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, a Democrat, said local voices deserve to be heard, and a public meeting between the residents and Amtrak representatives should be held. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Figueroa at New York Upstate reports that striped bass are starting to bite on the Hudson River this week with warmer temperatures. Local fisher people are reporting the presence of herring in the river, which stripers eat. Captain Bob Trends of Off the Charters Boat Service in Newburgh said his clients are catching the smaller schoolies in the river using bloodworms, including one 30-incher this week. Tom Gettelin of River Basin Sports in Catskill says warm water from the river's tributaries is flowing into the Hudson River. Quote, "Right now, the water temperatures between the Albany area and the lower river is almost equalized," unquote, Gentilin said. Once that happens, he added, quote, "the fish won't show any hesitation," unquote. He also wrote on his website, quote, "now we are seeing 3-foot-long fish being taken along the entire waterway," unquote. You can read that full story at New York Upstate. This has been Tales of the Hudson River, Hudson River Stories. Tune in next week for more with Henry the Hudson Whale.